This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Many scientists say intense wildfires like the Slide Fire in Oak Creek Canyon underscore the urgency for forest restoration. Hydrogeologist Abe Springer studies how forest treatments like thinning and prescribed burns are impacting natural water systems. He says 80 to 85% of precipitation evaporates or transpires in northern Arizona's overcrowded forests. Most of the rest runs off, with very little to recharge the aquifers.
Studies have shown when you do a restoration treatment on a typical forest in this region, you reduce the amount of evaporation and transpiration by about 15%.
Springer says improved technology is helping Northern Arizona University researchers better understand the current and restored forest structure as it relates to hydrologic processes. One new tool is a remotely controlled drone, soon to be hovering in the forest around Flagstaff.
It's small, but it will carry some instruments that we can do low elevation observing of topography, of forest structure, forest canopy, leaf area, so we can do types of measurements on scales, intermediate scales that we've never done before. Typically, for remote sensing, we have to rely on satellites that pass over.
What's really important for forest restoration and water yield, he says, is not just the overall treatment of trees, but a very careful design of where there are clumps and openings. Springer says identifying forest health treatments that decrease the size and intensity of future wildfires and improve surface and groundwater systems is critical now and into the future as our climate warms and evaporation rates increase. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.